Internet Movie Database is on the case. Let me go first. Poopy. Underpants. Spoiler alert.
Welcome to TFW episode 188. And it's not like one of your typical episodes. It's me and guest star James.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, guest cast member. That's it. Beth and Joe have the week off. Beth is super busy doing doggy stuff,
and just in general being busy and doing wonderful things out there.
Yes, and then Joe is super busy with his school and has like some finals to study for and what have you. But don't worry, we will hear from them when they are not busy. And then of course we have a 4th of July weekend coming up, so Beth is going to have a full kennel.
Ooh, yeah, that's not going to be fun during the 4th of July.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of crazy. My pool is getting made. It's almost done.
It's coming along really. It's a lot better and bigger than I thought it was going to be too.
Yeah, it's neat. It's neat. I can't wait. But hey, you know what? You guys haven't heard from us in a while, so let me tell you what we've been watching, if I could find it. So I watched Picard. Started watching it again. Super cool.
How many seasons are there with Picard at right now?
Two seasons. They're pretty awesome. I think they're awesome, but you know me. I'm a Trekkie. Yeah. So, Chuck, season 3.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, meh, at most. Granted, I get a lot of belly laughs from Chuck.
Yes.
Like, he makes me laugh. I didn't like the direction they were going with it. They kept playing on the separation together thing, and that drives me nuts.
That was during that time frame when a lot of those TV shows and movies, not movies, but a lot of those TV shows kind of capitalized on the will they, won't they.
Probably why I never watched this.
Yeah.
Because it just drove me crazy. I was like, nope. Mm-mm. And the third season was just like the craziest blah. I mean, I almost quit. I really did. Season 3 made me go, ugh, forget it. I'm not watching it. But I hung in there. And the very last episode made me say, okay, I'm happy. The very last episode of season 3 of Chuck was like, oh, okay. When they blew up the Bymore. And I was like,
oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. Season 4 has not disappointed me at all.
How far are you into season 4 so far?
I think I just finished episode 1, or we did episode 2. Okay. I don't remember. But season 4 is, and it's making me happy. I love that they revealed who his mom was. Which is the gal who is in Terminator.
Yeah, that was a surprise cast. I'm surprised they got her in there, but she did great in that role.
Which is great. You know, I probably stayed with season 2 or season 3 because of Scott Bakula.
Yeah, 100%. You can't go wrong there.
He made me stay. Yeah. If he didn't come in, I might have still left.
Ooh.
I mean, I love Scott Bakula, and he played a great spot. I hope that he is in Quantum Leap.
The new one. So on that subject,
yeah,
I've been seeing a couple things on that new Quantum Leap.
So I'm excited about it.
From what I understand, I've heard he has some type of cameo, at least in the beginning part of the first one, but I don't know how they're going to play him in there, like if he's going to be just a visual or CG or something. Or what, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
That would be nice. I would like to see him in that, for sure.
Because
the ending of that just was like the saddest. Scott Bakula never came back. Or not, I mean, Sam Beckett never came back.
Yeah.
So sad. the worst ending of any season I've ever seen, other than Sledgehammer, which nobody ever really knows about. But it was a detective. It was some weird detective thing, and they were going to get canceled, and so the very last episode was a nuclear 8-ball, and literally an 8-ball. And the detective dude that was supposed to solve all the crimes is the one that hit it, and kablooey, end of season, end of show, end of everything.
There's been a couple shows where they do that, where they end it, and you could tell the writers were just like, well, if that's the last one, here's the Hail Mary, and it just...
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it was such a ridiculous show anyway that just to... If they went out with a bang, literally. Yeah. Sledgehammer. I loved it. And it was just such a great little show. I think they only had 3 episodes. I don't even know.
I've never heard of it, so
I don't even know if it's on IMDb. I'm not even going to look it up right now. That's Beth's job. Internet Movie Data Beth needs to take care of this one.
Across the country, Internet Data Beth is tingling right now, like, wait, I got to look something up.
Yep.
He's asking another question.
Exactly. So, but it was so good. Like, I mean, it satisfied my funny bone because it was Files of Police Squad-esque, like very, very, very Leslie Nielsen, very...
Okay.
You know, yeah, that kind of a genre. And... Or even like a live-action Inspector Gadget without all the gadgets. Kind of like that. He was like the worst detective in the world, but he got it done because of his team. And it was so funny.
You're almost like pitching it like, I kind of want to look for it now.
Yeah, I want to find it too. I don't know where it's at. I would love to watch the 3 episodes that it was. Could have been 4. I don't even know. But, like, they were being canceled, so they were like, okay, here's it. So, anyway, I could go on and on and on and on. Soft Fire Starter, the new one, a long, long time ago. I don't remember much about it, except for everybody had powers in that, not just the kid. The dad had the power to suppress or change her mind or do something with the mind and calm people down. She had the fire. The dog dies. Don't at all. Or is it the cat? I can't remember. The animal does not survive. If you can't handle the death of an animal, don't watch this one. Because the fire starter girl... does not show mercy on that animal.
Ouch, that does not sound good.
Yeah, it was not good. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. That was on HBO Max. I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. I do need to see it again, as I do a few others, but I really did like it. At first I was like, I don't understand what the secret is, and I don't understand why we're focusing on this. And there was a few other things that I was like, what? Overall, I thought it was a pretty good one, and the little crab walk thing was hilarious. Like, that was really kind of cool. You look like you really have to say something about this.
I haven't seen it, so I'm just going to agree with you.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, no. Then I shall not spoil anymore.
I'm going to say this and then duck so that I don't get hit from everybody, but I'm not necessarily a huge Harry Potter fan, so.
Oh, Harry Potter wasn't in this.
But it's the same universe, right? I mean, it's the same.
Same universe.
I mean, yeah.
Same school.
Yeah.
Okay, good point. Okay, yeah. I did try reading the book. I got to the very first 10 pages.
You know, there was a time when I did read the books first, not necessarily Harry Potter, but just in general, I read the books first and would compare the movies like, oh, the book was better. And now it's to the point where the books are so detailed and complicated. Like, I haven't necessarily read these books, but yeah, like...
Yeah. Stephen King's Misery. I did that once. Read that book. Oh my gosh, that was insane.
That's a pretty intense one there.
Yeah. Okay, I saw Top Gun Maverick. They did a smashing job. I'm glad they did it that way. They did great. I was impressed. I enjoyed it. Saw pieces of my hometown, I guess you could call it.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. South Lake Tahoe with snow on it.
Was that playing the part of some unnamed enemy, or was that like actually playing the part of Tahoe?
No, it was it was the enemy.
Oh, okay.
It was the enemy, and the lake, you could the snow with the lake in the background and all that. That was South Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Yeah, right next to the airport. They needed the airport. So, actually, that whole with the I guess you could call the very ancient plane.
Okay.
That was right there. So pretty cool, pretty exciting. You call that a runway? Anyway, that was good. I enjoyed it. Did you get to see it? I don't know.
No, I haven't seen that one yet. I'm planning on watching that one, but I haven't had the time.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Other fantastic one, Sonic 2. In fact, dare I say, Penny said, I think this one was better than the first one.
Yes and no.
Oh, she said it.
So I'm not going to argue with her. I'm definitely not going to argue with her. But from my opinion, because I did see this one, and the first one had the humans in the story, and I think that played a good role because that helped bring Sonic into that world, into that movie world, into that thing. Sonic 2, I think, was two separate movies. It was a Sonic movie.
Yes.
And then the wedding human movie.
Yes, yes.
They did not do a good job merging those together.
No.
And the Sonic part was great. And I agree, the Sonic part was better than the first one.
Yeah.
The mix match of the two
didn't work out so well.
Wasn't as good as the first one.
That's true. I you know what? I agree with that. That's a good one. That makes sense. I do think that the humans should have been a little bit more involved.
They either should have been more involved and merged into the one cohesive story, or they should have just minimized it to go through a portal, cut to come back out at the end of it.
And you know that has to be those writers, because a lot of cartoons people. Like I watch Phineas and Ferb or any of those other cartoons, and that's basically all it is. It's like two episodes jammed into one,
mm-hmm.
and voila, now we have a half-hour show.
Right.
You know, and so I feel like maybe that's what they did right there. Like, this sitcom, this scene, that scene, this scene, that scene, they're not really related, but we'll try and make them related because they all have Oreo cookies.
True, and in their defense as for the writers, my son, the 5 years old, did not have a problem with the movie.
Good.
Has seen it multiple times and made me buy it, and it's one of his favorite ones. So for the demographic that it was for, it scored amazingly well.
Good. Yeah, and that's all that counts right there, right?
Yeah, there you go.
The demographic they got, yes. I am also watching Star Trek Strange New Worlds, Mountain Blues. And it is not disappointing me at all. The very latest episode had, and I even said it right out loud, I'm like, oh, I hate when they do this. So it was a hallucination episode.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like a true episode, but it was a true episode. And what was happening in the hallucination was kind of a child's mind. What was going on was being created by a child's mind. But it wasn't until we learned that I was okay with it. At first I was like, what the heck is going on?
Right.
All right, Captain Pike never acts like this. This is the weirdest thing. And then, okay, it's a hallucination or it's a dream or something. I hate those kind of episodes.
Right, right, right.
But overall, by the end of it, I stuck with it, and I'm glad I did because they knocked it home again.
There you go.
Excellent. It was great. I enjoyed the whole, like, half of it. Well, I mean, I was perplexed the other half, so I guess I kind of enjoyed it because I'm always good with that. Fascinating. How are we gonna do with that?
I'm not even gonna say. So it was great once it was over.
Once it was over, right?
That's not what he meant.
No. But there was the second half that was like
right.
Perfect. When I figured it out, and when they figured it out, I was like, this makes sense. It was a sad episode. It was. It will make you cry.
You were not telling that story the right way then.
I know.
that was a complete mislead on
it. It really was. But I want, if you watch this episode, if you watch Star Trek: Strange New Worlds, and you don't cry, I'm talking to you.
See, that's not fair because I'm a sucker on movies and shows like that. I get sucked in. They pull my heartstrings, and yeah.
Maybe I should spoil. I don't. No, I won't spoil it. It's too new, like last week. So
okay,
maybe I won't spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
But you will cry, and if you don't cry, no, you will cry. And you'll just tell me.
I probably will.
I cried. You will. It's. Never mind. I'm not going any further.
Okay.
I want to, but I won't. So, lastly, I watched a couple of times Doctor Strange. The Multiverse of Madness. Wow. There's so much to unpack with this film. So much.
Definitely, yes.
Scarlet Witch. I was not prepared to see what happened. Like, I remember the end of the TV episode that was on Disney Plus.
Yep.
What was that called?
WandaVision. Yep.
I remember the end of that. And I remember the Scarlet Witch thing. I did not put it together.
So some fans may chime in or whatever on this one, but I know like a lot of the advertisements Disney, I gotta give them props. They're really good at dropping the hints to give all the hardcore, and I say this with respect, like nerd fans, like enough breadcrumbs that they can start putting together, mm-hmm. but not enough that they could actually figure it out.
Yeah.
And on this particular one, they dropped enough breadcrumbs in the commercial and stuff that it looked like Wanda had been the bad guy or was being the bad guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so myself, and I know some other fans and stuff were like, well, no, they're making it look like that, so we think she's going to be a bad guy, but she's not. Or maybe she starts as a bad mm-hmm. guy, but then later she saves everybody. Was not ready for her to go as dark. And as that turned out to be.
Right.
That was... Yeah.
That was crazy. But they faked it really well by the monster summoning.
Yeah.
Like, that was good. The crazy stuff. I mean, it really, madness is definitely, it should have been in the title.
Yep.
Accurate. Madness. You have a zombie. You have monsters. I mean, this was like almost a horror film, but it was comical.
So yeah. And that was the director's, I'm going to say his name wrong now.
Please do, because I don't want to be the only one.
No. I have a lot of respect for the director, too, and I'm going to say his name completely wrong. Raimi? No.
It was Raimi?
Okay. I don't know why I'm asking you if I'm saying that name right.
I will repeat what you say and say it was right.
Anyway, the director...
Yes.
He's a really good director, and he's really good at merging that horror and comedy level.
Yeah.
But I really didn't see some of his signature things in there. I mean, there were, but they were melded so well with the Marvel's imprint on there that I didn't really see his fingerprint on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you can't stray from the Marvel.
Well, like, because he did the original Spider-Man as well. And ooh. And like, you saw his fingerprint on some of those jump scares and some of those visuals and stuff. Even though it wasn't his, it was Spider-Man stuff, you could still see his mark in there.
Yeah.
I didn't see it as strong in there. Okay. Got the feel.
Yeah.
But not key signature things in there.
Okay. Got it. Oh, well, I don't know what those signature things are, so. But, you know, it was still good to me. Yeah. Like, it was really good.
100% it was good. I got to watch it again because there was a lot that I missed that I need to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm doing, and there's a lot that I'm catching. And, like, even, like, the gal who goes, you know, when we first meet the America is, she has powers that she can't control.
Right.
Quote, unquote. She's learning in this whole thing how to do it. And, like, one of the things I saw was really kind of cool is that one of the opening scenes with the monster taking over the city, and she gets thrown up onto the top of this building, and then the monster is, like, grabbing, like, whatever, the building, and pieces of cement is, like, falling off or whatever. And then of course, our hero gets caught by the monster, and he's caught in the clutches of the monster, and the monster's about ready to, like, eat him, whatever, and she goes and stomps the brick to get his attention, and, like, but it creates a star in the brick.
Right, yeah.
I didn't see that before. The second time I watched it, I saw it. Whoa. Man, they really thought about this.
I decided we're really going to have to go back to the beginning and put spoiler alert on.
They don't get it.
The whole
it's
thing.
It's when it's just me, we don't get spoiler alerts. I'm sorry. It's not just me, I know, because, you know, James Explains is here. So, but, yeah, you don't get it. That wasn't a spoiler. It was the opening scene. Get over it.
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. I didn't spoil anything.
Every single show so far we talked about, but okay.
Well, all the other shows are, like, really old, and I didn't spoil Maverick a lot.
True. Okay, yeah, that one's safe.
Only just a little bit, actually, maybe. I just talked about, like, location, really.
We're good there.
And it's an enemy location. I did spoil the heck out of Chuck, but Chuck's, like,
I think we have, like, a 10-year grace period on that.
We're good with Chuck.
Yeah, I think we're good.
We're good with Chuck, and I have to do that with Chuck because it drives me crazy. Sonic 2, I mean, if you haven't streamed it by now, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, you definitely need to check it out. If you don't have kids, it's a guilty pleasure that you can enjoy.
Yes. Star Trek, by gum, why are you not watching Star Trek? Ooh, I have been watching... I'm not caught up yet, but I've been watching Obi-Wan. That's a good one. I won't say a word. I know nothing. And then I do want to watch, I haven't started yet, but Miss Marvel. I do want to watch that.
That one, for anybody else who hasn't watched it either, that one I highly recommend. A preface is, I was skeptical on watching it because... at least in the commercials, I'm only going to talk about the commercials and so I don't spoil anything, but in the commercials, her powers clearly are not the same as her powers in the comic. But according to the directors, through the series, her powers will continue to evolve until they are like they are from the comics. Ooh. So I'm hooked on watching it for that aspect. I was, before it came out, I was upset that they tried to change it, or I thought they tried to change it. Mm-hmm. Based on how it's going so far, if they hold to that, it makes sense, and I'm all for it. But I'm also for they are not steering away from the comics origin of her background, her religious background, and the difficulties that she faces from being in New Jersey with the different backgrounds and everything. And they're really kind of full in on that. And
cool.
But respectfully, and just showing all the full colors of it and the beauty of it. And it's really good. And it has a visual aesthetics of like, kind of like a Into the Spider-Verse or something like that, where they pull in some of the comics and stuff. It's good. Overall, I'm really happy with it and recommend it.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. I'll have to check that out. By the way, I do have to spoil this one.
I just went through all that to not spoil.
Okay, but here's what I'm spoiling. Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
John, whatever his name is, as Mr. Fantastic.
That was heartbreaking, yeah.
I was so excited to see that happen. Not what happened to him, but just that he was on screen and he wore the suit so well.
He really did. I mean, he's been a fan pick for that. Him and his wife playing both Mr. Reed and the Invisible Woman.
That happens.
I hope so too.
As one of the biggest fans of Fantastic Four, I hope that happens, and I've loved all of them.
Yep, the original family right there.
Yep. I don't care how bad they were, because they were still Fantastic Four, no matter what. I loved it. In fact, now I'm going to have to go make and watch all of them again, because I can't wait. I really need this to happen. Hollywood, greenlight this. Greenlight it and make it happen. I need to see it.
Rumor mill says it's in the works. I haven't started production yet, but rumor mill says it's in the works. It's supposed to be in phase four. Yeah. So
it was neat to see Professor X.
That was. I loved that they actually played the theme music when his chair came out.
Yeah.
Too. That,
yeah.
That pulled at some of those nostalgic strings.
Yeah. I loved it. I was happy. Made me happy. It was a good one. It was a good one. Well. I think that's it. I mean, you'll hear from everybody else when we do another show, hopefully next time. I don't know that we're going to have a show on the 4th of July. So I don't even know if we'll have a show on the 5th of July. But I do appreciate you hanging in there with us while our lives are super duper duper busy.
Speaking of hanging in, where can they hang in and watch you?
Oh, where? Well, if you're not there already, if you're not listening already,
I have to say we skipped that part. So,
what I was gonna say, like, you could go to our website. You can go. I mean, I'm gonna put this everywhere. It's on Stitcher. It's on YouTube. It's on TuneIn. It's on. Spotify. We're on. If you could even just say, "Hey, Google," you just say this: "Hey, Google, play TFW Movies Podcast or play the Thanks for Watching Podcast." Google will just play us.
There we go.
So we are everywhere you want to be. Whoever has that jingle doesn't sponsor us, so don't even bother with them. Okay. 512 podcast is our phone number. You can always text us, send us a message. The show is a little bit different moving forward. We are no longer talking about specific celebrity lists, only because our lives are so busy. And maybe it'll come back, but I think that a little half hour show is going to be enough for us, because that's how we roll. And we want to keep telling you what we've seen and recommend stuff and just not recommend things like, say, don't you dare, don't bother. it's a horror movie. You never want to watch it. I mean, granted, my other cast members will have a different opinion about that horror movie, I'm sure. So, I know there's a horror movie coming out soon that I actually kind of wanted to see, and it's another Blumhouse, and I don't know why Blumhouse is doing these. I'm like, I kind of want to watch this.
I think I know which one you're talking about, but I can't think of it right now.
That's okay. We'll think of it when I hit the end button.
Yeah, probably.
So in the meantime, shout out at tfwmovies.com. That's our email address. at TFW Movies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check us out there. I need to start posting more stuff on those. I'm not good at the Twitter. I'm trying to get somebody to do the Twitter for me. But Facebook, I'm terrible at too. Instagram, yeah, I suck at it, that too. I gotta get better. Don't you worry. I will start sending stuff. Plugging Checho. Big Checho, Standard Tattoo Parlor. He is in San Diego. I mean, who doesn't want to go to San Diego? It's beautiful. There are beaches. And Checho's Tattoo Parlor is there. It's called the Standard Tattoo Parlor. Check him out on the, what is it called? Instagram. Durr. If you go to our Instagram, I tag him in pretty much every show, I guess, meme or not meme, show gif. So he's there. Check him out. Apostle_OFC. That is on Twitch. Check him out. That is our cast member.
Sheriff Joe.
That's right. He streams not as much as he used to, but he streams. Just because he's in school, he can't. I wanted Beth to plug something, and usually that's Tex for Clefts. Yep. It's a wonderful place where
a lot of heartwarming pictures of dogs and puppies are on there, and just overall makes you feel good being there.
Yes. So, sorry about my phone, everybody. I forgot to turn that off. Anyway, it's on in case of emergencies because Penny's not at home right now. So, and it wasn't her, so we're okay. Anyway, I'll wrap this up really quick. Tex for Clefts. It's a nonprofit where I'm blanking on her name. Casey. No, it's true. No. I wish Beth was here right now. But anyway, wonderful gal who supports our show. She loves listening. Why don't I remember her name? I don't know. Anyway, Tex for Clefts. It's the number 4. She takes care of puppies that have a cleft, and she feeds them, she nurses them to healthy puppies. And I don't know if she gives them away or she just
She fosters them out and then helps train or teach you how to take care of them and
fantastic.
Yeah, just puts out some goodness into the world and makes the world a better place.
Yeah. And when I hit the stop button, I'm going to definitely know her name, but not until I hit the stop button. I'm so sorry. Tex for Clefts. I'm sorry. All right. We do have Patreon. We're still using that. We're going to keep giving you episodes. We're going to work on that. This is one of our interims, but it's still the same episode 188. But anyway, I want to thank you, Patreon members. I appreciate you. I appreciate you helping out the show. It's awesome. We're working on it. I know our schedule is busy, but we want to keep giving you stuff that you can do. Like, you could always be listening to our show live if you wanted to, except for today, because it's an impromptu. Checho, Big Checho, thank you so much. You have given us a logo and something people can see out there, and I love it. I love it personally. It's awesome. Joey Flair, your wonderful, beautiful voice at the beginning of our show. The thanks for watching gets stuck in my head every week. I love it. It's awesome. Thank you to the cast members. And more specifically, our substitute cast member right now, James. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here and laughing at my jokes or my silliness. But anyway.
I do that normally. It's just this time you actually shoved the mic in the my mic. Face.
Yes. The mic is in his face now, everybody. Anyway, but thank you, James. Thank you, DJ McGee. That's me. Hi. Thank you, Beth, for being a part of the show. Thank you, Sheriff Joe. I appreciate you. Crackhead Blue, thank you for keeping Joe in line, getting him on the show on time. Let's see. Dorothy Fielden, thank you so much for taking care of Beth. She needs it. I know you're working with her at her place of business, and you both are taking one for that team. And way to go, Mom. Always, Penny McGee, thank you so much for letting me do this show. Thank you so much for reminding me, hey, have you done your show notes yet? And just saying, hey, let's watch this movie because you need it for the show. So I totally appreciate you, the love of my life. Thank you so much. And then you. You, the person with the earbuds in your ears right now, or the iPod attached to your car driving somewhere, thank you. Thank you for putting us on in your car, on your commute, during your on your jog, wherever you are listening to us. I appreciate that. Keep it up. We're going to keep talking about movies that we watched and telling you what's good ones so you can say thanks for watching that for me. Anyway, have a wonderful rest of the week. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week, if not in 2 weeks. And always remember, stay safe and be excellent to each other.